The crowd joined in the attack on them, and the magistrates had them stripped and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After inflicting many blows on them, they threw them into prison and instructed the jailer to guard them securely. When he received these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and secured their feet to a stake. About midnight, while Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God as the prisoners listened, there was suddenly such a severe earthquake that the foundations of the jail shook. All the doors flew open, and the chains of all were pulled loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted out in a loud voice, "Do no harm to yourself. We are all here." He asked for a light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your household will be saved." So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to everyone in his house. He took them in at that hour of the night and bathed their wounds. Then he and all his family were baptized at once. He brought them up into his house and provided a meal, and with his household rejoiced at having come to faith in God. Thus ends the reading. This is a magical story. We are given it during the Easter season so that Paul and his companion Silas could be seen as like Jesus. They willingly took the punishment meted out to them by the magistrates so that the jailer and his family could be baptized. What is so magical? Paul's first convert, was a woman, Lydia. Then they healed a slave girl who had brought her owners a great deal of wealth by her divinations. The magistrates had them beaten and thrown into prison. Around midnight, a violent earthquake occurred so that the doors were opened and their chains were loosened. The jailer, who had been ordered to secure them, drew his sword to kill himself until they reassured him that they were still there. As a result, he and his whole household were baptized. In the morning, the magistrates wanted them to be released in secret, but Paul said, "No, we're Roman citizens." So the magistrates came to apologize. Then Paul and Silas left and went to Lydia's house. Clearly, this is a case of God's right hand saving them, which is what the psalm response for today says. I'm sure the prisoners in our restorative justice program in Wisconsin State Prison pray for an earthquake to free them too. While they're waiting for that earthquake to occur, one thing they can offer to one another is their stories. Many of them did not have the advantage of a father in their home, where drugs and alcohol and guns were rampant. I've learned so much from their stories. I've also learned so much from their laughter. They are creative and, like little boys, love to act. it matters that we keep coming back to see them, because Wisconsin prisons are in rural locations, far from their homes, resulting in the fact that they rarely get visits from their families. We are God's right hand, saving them, so that we can continue to tell their stories outside the walls. We do need to hear them inside the walls. That makes you one of the beneficiaries. Just as Paul and Silas were humiliated by the beating they endured, and being thrown into prison, we too can point to humiliations that we have suffered because of our faith. We may not have been beaten and thrown into prison, but the suffering is real as we listen to what our elected officials say about others whom we care deeply about. Like Paul and Silas, the jailer and his household, we too have come to faith in God. And like the people in this passage from Acts during this Easter season, we too are called to practice the presence of Jesus wherever we are.